I guess one of the most, what, not requested, but talked about, called in, requested type bit that we have done here in this
show.
One
where we go off and people are thankful because we play more music on the station.
When we say Duke is next on QMF, they
Boy, they go nuts for that. Let's do that a couple of times. Hey, we've had a lot of fun today.
It's been fun, been real.
Duke is next.
On QMF.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
The most requested bit here on QMF.
Well,
the second most
requested bit.
Has got to be Leave It to Beaver.
That's it. Who could have grown up in this country and not know Wally and Beav and Eddie and June and Ward and the whole gang?
Lumpy Rutherford, come
Lumpy
on.
Lumpy and Gilbert, everybody.
It was just American life at its grandest. You know, the 50s, everything was happy. The economy was tight. Every family was made up of a mother, father, and two children.
Nuclear family.
The worst trouble the kids ever got into was getting their head stuck in a picket fence and having to call their older brother to pull them out legs first.
So the problem, of course, to make that palatable, I guess, to radio was to not only bring it up to date, but give it a show with no name twist.
And that's what we did with the help of Jamie Douglas as June and several other characters around the station as Gilbert and Whitey and
Lumpy.
Those type characters. We came up with the brand new version of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring
Jamie Douglas.
Hugh Beaumont. Tony.
Ron Clay.
And
Terry Miners.
As the Beaver.
A lady from Ardmore, Oklahoma, that said we called a couple of weeks ago.
Gee, what's this? Golly.
Gee. Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Are you watching that Playboy channel?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn that off right this instant. Turn it off.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry, Mom. I meant to plug in the Intellivision. Hey, Mom, you sure look nice in your leotard and your leg warmers and your headband and your pearls. Where are you going?
I'm going to my sensitivity jazzercise aerobicize class. Now, don't try to butter me up. You get upstairs right now and you wake up your brother and tell him to wash up for dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Wally! Mom says to turn down the stereo and get ready for supper. Gee, Wally. Hey, Wally. Wally. How come you're sleeping in the middle of the afternoon, Wally?
Oh, gosh, Beav. I don't feel good, man.
Gee, Wally, you look awful.
Beaver, you know that new Negro family just moved in down the street?
Yeah.
Called Tyrone, man. I bought some. Oh, God.
Wally. Hey, Wally.
He sold me
don't
some.
Don't throw up, Wally. Wally, you threw up all over my Jabba the Hutt flashlight.
Call him up, man. Call Tyrone. He sold me a pill. I'm dying here, buddy. Oh, gosh.
Operator.
Operator, do you have a number for the new Negro family on Maple Street?
Just one moment.
Gee, Wally's puking and everything.
It's 555-JIVE.
Thank you.
Yeah, who
did this? This is Beaver Cleaver. I'm calling for my brother Wally, the guy with the flat top and the high school letter jacket.
Yeah.
He took something that you gave him, and he's real sick and stuff.
Yeah, do his pupils be real big?
Gee, they're real big.
His lips dry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get him up and get his white ass to the shower.
Will Beaver get Wally's white fanny into the shower? Join us again next week for another exciting Beaver bit.
Oh, yay!
That was episode number one of our Beaver bits. And, of course, if you kept up with the series, you know some of the things that happened
between the first episode and the 11th, which is what we've graduated to. Now, the next installment will come up this Thursday morning on the show with no name, episode number 12. We're going to play episode 11 for you in just a moment, but just to refresh your memory, some of the things that happened to some of the characters.
Ward turned into a vegetable.
Oh, absolutely. Something happened to Ward. We never did find out what it was, but he came home with a big dent in his head one day, started swinging the fireplace poker around, scaring the hell out of the other members of the family. It looked like he was going to kill him or something.
And it was around Halloween time, too. Beav went out and got a hold of some kind of weird candy. Let's see, Wally and Eddie tried to pass out some weird candy.
Yeah, he broke some glass and put it in candy, but Wally stopped him in time and kept him from doing any of that nonsense.
And because
Wally,
of course,
got an Oedipus complex, too.
Wally has been chasing June around the house from time to time, trying to,
Oedipus. Read up on it. It's in your Funkin' Wagnalls or somewhere. Also, the Cleavers are definitely out of money here. They've used up all the savings bonds because Wally gave them out as Halloween treats.
That's right. So June was forced to find employment, and she found it in a most unusual way.
She tried out as a dancer. That didn't work out. She wanted to be a nuclear physicist, but didn't realize you had to go to college to obtain a title such as that. So she settled on becoming a surrogate mother for $8,000. Of course, the money didn't come, though, until the baby is delivered, which is still several bits away.
That's right. Also, Eddie, in an attempt to help the Cleavers out of their financial straits, has gone to a gentleman called Tommy the Torch, who apparently helps people collect insurance money.
By torching their homes, apparently.
Yeah, so they're on their way over. What else?
Cleaver home, and I believe it's Christmas time here in episode number 11.
They ate some shih tzu in there, too.
Oh, somewhere. I forgot about that. The dog they cut up, and everything smelled like shih tzu around the house for the longest time.
Shih tzu everywhere.
Thank God for that Lysol stuff.
It was crazy.
Well, here's episode number 11, the special Christmas edition. A lot of folks didn't get it here because of the holidays.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring
Jamie Douglas.
Tony
Ron Clay
and
Terry Miners
as the Beaver.
Gee, Wally, I'm not sure what that is. I think it's guys with hoods on, though, down in front of Tyrone's house.
Beav, it can't be that. This is 1983. People don't do that anymore.
Listen to that sound, though, Wally. It sounds like a blazing forest fire.
But we're in the house, Beav. It can't be a fort. It sounds like it's coming from the den. Come on with me. Let's go.
Oh, no, the den's on fire, Wally.
Come on, Beav. Oh, gee, Beav, look, it's just Dad. He's got some cellophane off a pack of cigarettes. Give it here, Dad, you vegetable. Give me that.
You scared us to death, Dad.
Beaver?
Can I smack him too, Wally?
Yeah, go ahead, Beav.
Beaver?
Vegetable? Boy.
Hey, I thought we were about to do the fire burning down the house for the insurance money skit, Wally.
No, Beav, we don't do that till we come back from reruns.
Okay, Rocco, take us to Maple Street.
Hooray!
Gee, Mr. Torch, I hope we don't arrive at the Cleaver residence too soon.
Why's that?
Well, we may interfere with the Christmas skit.
Christmas skit? I thought the house burning down skit became before that.
No, sir, that's after we come back from reruns in January.
Jeez.
Pardon me, Mr. Rocco, sir?
Yeah?
Would you casually roll down the window back here?
I did.
Your boss has been breaking wind that sounds like that of a bus horn. I don't relish the thought of breathing air that's been in Mr. Torch's colon.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Beav?
I was noticing that all the other families on the block have their Christmas trees up in the window. The Mondellos have a big fir. The Andersons have a nice tree.
Well, you know we don't have any money this year, Beav. Things are really tough. I mean, Dad's a vegetable, Mom's all looted out in the other room.
Can't we just go steal a tree from the park or something, Wally?
That wouldn't be right, Beav. That wouldn't be right.
Do we still have all the ornaments and everything from last year?
Yeah, we do. We got lights, we got tinsel, bulbs. We got everything, Beav.
Isn't that one of those secret sauce ornaments?
Yeah, you shake it and it looks like a Christmas scene. It's beautiful.
What are we going to do for a tree, Wally?
I don't know, Beave.
Could you stop hollering, Dad?
Hey, Beave.
What, Wally?
He's not going anywhere.
Pop?
He's just sitting there.
Our Christmas tree?
Why not, Beave? Okay, Beave, I'll string the lights. You put the ornaments on.
Well, Wally, how are we going to hang the ornaments on Dad?
Well, just like earrings or something. I don't know.
Just pull over his ears?
Yeah, just push.
Hold still, Dad. Hold still, Dad. Here.
Perfect, Beave.
Oh, he's bleeding, Wally.
Oh, that's okay. He'll stop. Put a couple through his cheek.
Gee, Wally, you sure we ought to do that?
Oh, come on, you crybaby. Put it on there, Beave.
Say, Wally.
Oh, that's a nice one, Beave.
Let's see.
Okay, I'm all done with the lights.
How about one here in his eyeball, huh?
Oh, nice touch, Beave. Okay, well, listen,
Let me get the, lights.
I got the lights all on, and...
Hey, Wally, we don't have any tinsel.
I know, Beave. Gee, I don't know. I don't have any money. Perfect, Beave. That looks great.
That's my snot hanging off his nose.
Hey, could you go around the other side and sneeze over there? Get over there, Beave. Get over. On the other side.
Beaver!
Joe!
Nice job, Beaver.
Oh, one of the ornaments fell off, Wally.
Boy, is Mom going to be surprised. She thought we weren't going to have a tree this year, Beave.
All we got to do is plug the lights in, Wally. Go get Mom.
Okay, you be ready to plug them in. Okay, Mom, come on in.
Why, your father, he looks great. Well, he could use a little more tinsel.
Hey, Beave.
Why, that's splendid. He looks so nice. I tell you what, boys, let's listen to some Christmas music. Why don't you turn on that Show with No Name team on the radio?
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Come on, it's lovely weather for us.
Well, that's just great.
Isn't that nice?
Let's plug the tree in. Come on.
You guys all set?
Yeah.
Let's count to three. Count to three.
One, two, three. Hey, Dad.
Gee, Beave. Oh, golly.
I think we're electrocuting him, Wally.
Gee, Mom, there's fire coming out of Dad's ear.
Well, I'll go get the marshmallows.
Great idea.
This is fun.
Well, before the cast and crew of Leave It to Beaver take a well-deserved vacation and negotiate more money for doing this crap, they have something they'd like to say to you and yours.
Outside the snow is falling.
Hey, this is Beaver, and I hope you have a real neat old Christmas.
And this is Wally. Have a great new year, too.
And this is June. On behalf of Ward and myself, we'd like to wish you the warmest of holiday seasons.
And this is Eddie. I hope you get some real neat old junk for Christmas, because I'm planning on coming over to steal it.
Hey, cut it out, Eddie.
Also appearing in this morning's skit is Chris Sutton as Rocco. I'm your announcer, Harry Schlonker, and Merry Christmas from me, too.
Hey, thank you, Harry. Thank you, Don Pardo. Thank you, everybody.
Beaver Bits will return here in a couple days, Thursday morning.
Well, last February, America all got behind one gentleman who was used for scientific experimentation and...
Yeah, the whole world was watching that, actually. Everybody.
But he... We just all felt like he was our brother. We were all with him because he'd given himself
for
up
us.
For science while he was still living. I mean, you can, you know, go and sign up for your driver's license and sign your kidneys away or your eyes or...
Yeah.
That's all after you're dead, of course.
This guy made such a gesture that it's almost like the second greatest story ever told, you know.
I like that.
And you'd say a word to me about owing you money on this, and I'm walking out of here. It's forget it.
That was the biggest problem with talking about Mr. Barney Clark on the show with no name.
That thing is still pumping. That machine is going, right? And as we're sitting here talking, his wife is vacuuming the apartment with that machine. So don't you even look
at it. And that man is pushing up daisies somewhere in Utah.
And I'm not
paying. So I contend that he's dead.
He's not, man. That machine.
We were having a bit of a spat one morning on the air regarding the fact whether or not Mr. Barney Clark was indeed dead. Because of the plastic heart that was running his body, I contend that the guy was dead.
No.
Because without the plastic heart, you know, he'd be a goner. And you claim that the plastic heart runs forever, therefore he'd found the secret.
Eternal life.
Ponce de Leon was
That's
chasing
right.
that for years
That's
and years,
right.
wasn't
that
he?
That machine, as I said, is still going.
Well, we were having a little argument, so the only way to settle an argument is go right to the source we called, Mr. Barney Clark, last February. Show
hey, Dad, you're out of your mind.
Well,
That's
come on, we'll
saying.
Just call him
call
again.
Him
I just dialed him up. We'll do it.
Time
go ahead and call
now
him.
For Celebrity Death Race.
We're calling Barney Clark.
Shut.
And he better, and he'll settle this issue once
yeah.
and for all.
I'm not paying money for a machine. If they hadn't plugged the guy in, he would have been dead 3 months ago. I'm not paying for an artificial machine.
University of Utah Hospital.
Yeah, Hello. Can we talk to Barney Clark,
this
please?
This is the show with no name at WQMF Radio in Louisville calling again, sir. Please, just
one moment and I'll put you up to intensive care.
All right, thank you,
sir.
You very much. You're out of your mind.
Well, see, you
the whole city...
Intensive care.
Yeah, Mr. Clark's room, please.
Barney Clark, a friend
of mine. Now put you through.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a cheap way of stiffening.
Barney, it's Terry and Ron, show with no name, QMF.
Mr. Clark? I have to ask you something here. Now, Terry Miners is trying to, he's insisting that I owe him $96 because you are still alive.
That's right. I bet that you'd live beyond a 15.
But, Mr. Clark... Yes or no? If they hadn't plugged you in, you would have died 3 months ago. Am I right?
Honey.
If you think I'm right, I want you to grunt twice.
No.
See, I told you. He's alive!
What the hell?
He's alive! Give me the money!
The guy!
He said it himself! See, now, you never did pay me the money you owed me.
Never will, either.
You still owe me on that, and you still owe me on Bess Truman.
I don't know. You're crazy.
I'm not even going to bring up Slim Pickens
what about,
either.
Oh, forget it. Let's move on with the special and forget it.
I mean, the Pickens money I was counting on buying my wife a birthday present with, but no. He said, Pickens who? Pickens my nose. You ain't Pickens my pocket either.
That's right. That's it. I meant that then, and I mean it now.
Thanks. You're a lot of help.
Well, forget it.